to decriminalize magic mushrooms. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Voters in Denver, Colorado on Tuesday will decide whether to become the first city in the United States to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. The measure would make the personal use and possession of the mushrooms by those over 21 years of age or older in Denver the lowest law enforcement priority. That's according to the measure's language. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
It's Schedule 1 under the DEA, which means that it's believed to have no medicinal value. It can help you medically. Well, you know what we've been learning in the last few years? Medical marijuana has a use. Guess what else has a use? Psilocybin. A study in about a year ago, in 2018, showed that it actually decreases resistant depression by 47%, a study in Nature, a very important journal. It works for depression. It works for anxiety. It works for attention deficit disorder. Right. It seems like our veterans coming back from the war have some positive impact.
Disney has released its upcoming film schedule. Avatar 2 is set to hit theaters December 17th, 2021. And the three subsequent films are each set to be released the weekend before Christmas every other year. The final film being released December 2027. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
I'm so not used to not having the stream on Facebook that we're doing the traditional way. So, hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is I Love New Jersey, location, location, location radio. I am a real estate agent with Weichert in Flemington. So if you're interested in, if you have a house that you are selling or buying or renting, please get in touch with me. I'd like to give you an update on the weather if you happen to be in the area today. Partly sunny with a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. Mostly cloudy all day with a high of 59 on Thursday, and then a chance of showers mainly after 3 a.m. Cloudy with a low of 54 on Thursday night. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms are possible after 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of 76. Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., then slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Partly sunny all day with a high of 67 on Saturday, and then a chance of rain after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 49 Saturday night. Then on Mother's Day, rain likely, mainly after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 60. So that's it for now. We're going to go to this one quick little break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to speak to my guest today, the author of Happily Even After, The Guide to Divorce in New Jersey. And his name's Carl Taylor III. He is an attorney, and he's also going to share with us some of the thoughts that go along with having this challenging time of your life and how you can actually defuse the bomb, so to speak, and make it work out. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Again, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and thanks for watching in.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, we're back here on I Love New Jersey Radio. I really do. I just absolutely love Flemington, New Jersey, Hunterdon County. It's all about location. My guest is also a resident on Church Street of Flemington, and we're going to find out more about him right now. His name's Carl Taylor III. He's an attorney. He specializes in divorce, and I would think that he's going to tell us a little bit about not only just his book, Happily Even After, The Guide to Divorce in New Jersey, but more about just some of the things that come along his desk every day, if it has to do with real estate or not. We're just happy to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Jeannie. You know, growing up as a Philadelphian, I never imagined I would be on a show called I Love New Jersey. But my wife and I have been here about 10 years, and we really do love the area. We try to be very active in the local community. Our daughters, you know, we're raising our daughters here locally, so it's a real honor to be on your show.
Ah, thank you. Well, we definitely are glad to have you here. This show does specialize on some of the beautiful assets that we have in Huntington County, location-wise. I always say, you know, we are. We're, 45 minutes from Philadelphia, where you're from, 45 minutes from New York, the shore, the Poconos, and then here we are. And anybody out there is looking to sell, buy, or rent, let me know. There's really there's not enough inventory around. To be honest with you, I don't know if you know that in your side of the desk, but you're going to tell us about your work and your book.
Sure.
But if you're out there and you're thinking of selling your house, get in touch with me right away, because we have buyers, but we don't have houses.
Okay. Well, you know, the other thing is, growing up in Philadelphia, you kind of think as a Pennsylvanian of New Jersey as like the shore, and then maybe like a highway that you drive through to get to New York or something. But there's really a lot of great open spaces, and you know, our local politicians have done a good job of ensuring that. And there's really, you know, really great hiking trails. The Appalachian Trail goes through New Jersey, about 40, 50 interesting miles. Delaware Water Gap is not that far away from where we live, and that's a really beautiful place. So you're right. We're so lucky to be I never knew Somerset County and Huntington County until I moved here for a job out of law school 10 years ago, but we're really very blessed to be here, and I think anybody would be lucky to buy real estate here.
It's so true.
Except for the taxes.
except for the taxes. But then again, it's kind of worth it in a way. So tell us about your practice as far as, you know, you're an attorney. You have an office here in Flemington. And tell us about, tell us about you.
Sure. So our practice is a two-attorney firm. We're located technically with a Flemington mailing address, but we're in Raritan Township in Country Plaza, which is really a nice office space. And my partner is Lisa Stein Browning, and she's been practicing about 15 years. I've been practicing about 10. She's been solely divorce law. I've actually had a little bit more of a triangulated pathway. I clerked for a family law judge 10 years ago in Somerset County. And then I worked at a boutique firm down near Princeton doing nothing but divorce law. And then I took my first shot at going solo. It lasted 3 years. Wound up partnering up with a law firm where I served as deputy county counsel of Somerset County. So I got to be involved
nice.
In a lot of the local township and county government practice. I still did divorces. But to this day, I still prosecute for a few towns locally, but including Flemington up until this most recent year. But I've decided more and more that there's really a need for divorce lawyers who are going to de-escalate situations, who are going to help people find the quote unquote happily even after. And that's really what we're focusing on at our firm now, and we're pretty much transitioning over to become 100% divorce and family law for local citizens.
Wow, that like you talk about, it's such a difficult time in someone's life. And you know, tell us a little bit about, you wrote this book, Happily Even After, the guide to divorce in New Jersey, because of the fact that you saw so much controversy being. Explain a little bit about the purpose of your book.
Yeah, so I think, you know, what I saw as a law clerk even 10 years ago is you see these people who, and they're good people. They're not, they're people who you would know in your normal life and be like, oh, they're like really like kind and even keeled people. But this process brings out the worst in people. So the classic lawyer joke is criminal law is bad people on their best behavior, and divorce law is good people on their worst behavior.
Oh, that's so funny. Very funny.
You know, so you see these people, and it could be, you know, your aunt, your mom, your dad, your kid, you know, your best friend, and you see this process just take a toll on them, and then the children become sort of almost like weaponized sometimes by the system. And even back then, 10 years ago, I thought there's got to be sort of a different way or a better way. So over the years, what I've sort of gleaned from the process is there's just not enough information out there. I think sometimes we think this is the way it has to be. You have to hate your spouse or your ex-spouse. You have to go to war, and you have to get them before they get you. And at the end of the day, there's no winner in this game, right? I tell people, look, you want to get an attorney who's going to go out and act like it's a game to win and wants me to, you know.
Isn't that what they normally start off with? Like if they wake up and think, I got to get an attorney today and I want to get a shark.
Yeah, so our theme is, and it's in the book, our mission statement is, we're not sharks, we're dolphins.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's good.
So it's you said that.
That's,
you know,
good.
Because there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people want the shark, and I tell them, look, if you pay me enough money, I'll get up on the conference room table and I'll shake my fists and I'll have my veins bulging out of my head. But ultimately, it's your path. I'm just sort of the guide on the path, because this is your first or second divorce, but I've helped, you know, more than 100 people get divorced.
Wow.
So I understand the process. But at the same time, you know, I think people kind of go into it and they let the emotional side fuel things. And you have to, right? You have to address the emotional side. But maybe the court system is not the best venue for doing that. Maybe it comes down to going to an individual therapist or some kind of even a therapy aimed at people who are going to get divorced. But you try to work out how you can communicate better post-divorce. Because if you don't understand the goals and if you're not informed about the divorce process and what you are likely to attain and what you're likely not to attain from it, then you can sort of get bogged down in the emotion, and rather than focus on, you know, a clear-headed analysis of where your case is probably going and what's in the best interest of your kids, you can kind of fall prey to some of the baser notions.
Okay. I want to talk to you. We're going to go on our break, okay? But I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. My guest is author Carl Taylor. He's also a divorce attorney here in Flemington, New Jersey, serving the area and surrounding counties. And we're going to go to our quick break. But when we come back, I want to kind of like pretend that I came into your office absolutely out of my mind. Can we do that? And
sure.
You can give us how you kind of are different than you're the dolphin, not the shark. All right, it's just going to be a quick break. Stay with us. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the next half hour straight talking to our attorney here, Carl Taylor, about his book, Happily Even After.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is I Love New Jersey, and everybody out there knows, if you were looking at me, although I'm not on camera today because we're having trouble with the cameras, I just smile when I say that because it makes me laugh out loud. And anyway, it's all about location. It's about if you're you know, paying attention. Right now we're talking about a really important matter. My guest today is Carl Taylor III. He is a prominent attorney here for divorce in Hunterdon County, serving the surrounding areas. And he's also author of the book Happily Even After, The Guide to Divorce in New Jersey. So I just wanted to say again, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And it's nice to talk to you.
you as well, although it's probably a dry subject for you, right?
Oh, no, no. It's, you know, it's so complicated. I have not ever been divorced, not to say that I may not be, especially today. No. But, you know, it affects everybody, and everybody knows somebody, and what you were talking about is how it's like you guys are not the sharks, you're the dolphins. I love that. And so I want to know what happens when you have someone come into your office. You know, there's probably just about 80,000 wheels spinning. How much do you cost? What do I have to do? I don't understand the process. Help.
Right.
Yeah. And do it cheap. Yeah. And win.
Right. And heal all of the emotional wounds of 10, 15, 35 years. So our big thing is informational marketing. I'm really a big believer in that. I think it goes back to enjoying being a writer. I was an English major. I've always enjoyed writing. And I think you have history as a writer as well, which maybe we can touch on, because I think that's actually more interesting than this book.
No.
But so it's the idea of how do you inform the public? And doing so really for free. Anyone in Hunterdon County or Somerset County who wants a copy of this book, and it's at cost to our firm. Like, I will give you a free copy of this book. You can go online and download a copy of it. There's a form on our website, mynjdivorcelawyer.com. You can just go online and download the link, or you can call 908-237-3096, and you can get a copy of the book. Because maybe it's sort of these traditional values that I have, which makes it ironic that I'm a divorce lawyer. And I'm also, as far as I know, happily married with about 11 years in, although that makes me kind of a novice. If we can inform the local public, that's just good for Hunterdon County. It's good for Somerset County. And I would love to eventually for our firm to be at a point where you can make that offer to statewide, right? Because we're lucky. We're in a state where every county has the same procedures. In Pennsylvania, where I grew up, every county has different legal procedures. So having a book like this might not make as much sense. Maybe we'd be happily even after the Guide to Bucks County Divorce.
Oh, my. That's interesting.
Yeah, but in New Jersey. Okay. So sort of informing them. And then, you know, Jeannie, you're a realtor. So how many times have you had somebody come in and you're trying to represent a couple that's going through a divorce,
mm-hmm.
and you just see how it impacts even small decisions like, do we pay to repair the roof before we sell the property, right?
And they can't even speak to each other.
Right.
That's really, really complicated. Yeah. And the decision about the sale price. What's to list that? Oh, boy.
And then how do you divide it thereafter?
Yeah. So what? Tell us how it goes from your side of the seat.
So I think part of it is, like I said, you get the information piece. And hopefully I'm going to give everyone who comes in.
This is really cool. So anybody who comes into your office or is interested in perhaps maybe knows someone who's getting divorced or getting geared up or is getting divorced, you can give them a free copy of your book.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hold it up there for the camera because I can't. I'm not on that side of the fence here. Pull it over a little bit. Show it up. Okay.
So here's the book.
That's good.
And it's 200 pages, so it takes you through the whole process. So if you work with me, it's really great. If you work with Lisa, my partner, or me, we'll say, look, instead of us explaining to you at, $300 an hour, how an early settlement panel works, why don't you turn to pages 172 through 175 of your book, and then if you have any questions thereafter, you can reach out to us. So it makes it a more efficient process. And it also, part of it is, why do people get divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finances, adultery, no. Lack of communication is the number one reason why people get divorced. And now, you couldn't communicate.
Interesting. Okay. That's very interesting.
Symptom, right? Everything else is a symptom of that lack of communication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and what this book includes, and I feel like I'm talking way too much, Jeannie, I'm sorry.
No, I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm sure.
Literally.
It's because it's a very tiny seat. What we have is local marriage therapists provide guest chapters to this book. Because I'm not an expert in mental health or the emotional aspect.
So give us an example of something that someone says.
So you have a chapter by Deborah Perizzoli, who's a local counselor in Flemington, and she talks about how do you talk to your kids about the fact that you're going through a divorce.
How do you?
what she says is that it's all about whether you present it as a positive, as a neutral, or a negative. And a lot of times parents might say, hey, we're getting a divorce because your father doesn't care about the family anymore,
yeah.
or your mother's
yeah.
more concerned being out with her boyfriend. And whether you're a 4-year-old or a 14-year-old or a 34-year-old and your parents are going through a divorce, it's going to hurt you. And and it's all about the delivery and saying, look, if we buy a new house, right, it could be – because a lot of times when kids move, they might move to a bigger house in a better school district or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to move because kids like stability.
Right.
So, but then you move into that new house and maybe it was better. Maybe it was a different house. And that kind of dovetails with the book, right, which is the theme of how do you get to that point where you're at your own kid's wedding or high school graduation 20 years later and you don't ruin it because you hate your ex?
I have to tell you, I have one my family members married a woman, and her parents were married, got divorced, then both of them remarried to friends that they were friends with when they were married, and then they have the greatest time together. They go on vacations together. They go to weddings together. They are like the ultimate awesomeness.
Yeah.
Nobody is nasty to each other. Everybody's gotten it down, and they were like that with, I guess, an intention of being like that because they wanted it to be amicable from the beginning, and the kids supported it. And then all of a sudden, this has been 20 years later.
Yeah, if you can stay. Look, you don't have to be friends with your ex-spouse, but if you can stay of the mindset, we're going to work together and we're going to give each other breaks and not go after each other over every little thing. It's really good for the kids and it's really actually very good for you.
Can you,
you know?
Can you take someone who comes into your office a total mess and really kind of talk them off the deck to be able to go back and try some communication that maybe they think they could never get back or that they thought they tried and didn't work, or what do you do?
Sure. I mean, there's a continuum, right? There's some people where there's domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
there's restraining orders, and, you know, look, you can't – that's a spot where you're not going to communicate at all. You're gonna protect yourself and keep yourself out of harm's way. But for most people going through a divorce, that's not the issue. So it comes down to, you know, well, maybe – you need to talk to a therapist. And I was very nervous saying that early in my career, like, hey, you know, I'm not a therapist. I'm just a divorce lawyer. You're calling me like every 5 minutes, you're upset about every little thing that this person's doing. And you're sort of letting this person dictate your own life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now I'll say, maybe you should go talk to a local therapist because it is like going through a death. There's a grieving process to a relationship. And they can help them through it. The book talks about mindset. It talks about like almost like a divorce is going through you're about to run a marathon, right? You're not going to just go out to the marathon like, you know, being like me eating McDonald's the night before and every night, you know. You're going to eat healthy. You're going to do whatever it is. Like for me, if I get really upset, I'll go out for a hike. I'll just take a day and I'll go hike along the Appalachian Trail, you know, 5, 10, 15 miles. And I clear my head and I come back and I can tackle, you know, an important case or a business decision or something that's impacting me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people get so wrapped up in the day-to-day, they don't take that time for themselves
right.
to clear their headspace, whether it's with a therapist or meditation or yoga, whatever it might be. It's different
mm-hmm.
for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I say in the book, like, you know, eat blueberries. Get your brain where it needs to be because you're about to go through a marathon. You're not going to be divorced tomorrow. You know, it's going to take...
How long does it take?
I had the quickest one I've had in my practice was 1 month from the time she met with me, and it was somebody who was about to move far away and had to get it done immediately. There were no kids,
okay.
And I hustled it through, and the court was very great and gracious.
And so they must have been in a lot of agreement.
Yeah, there was great agreement there.
So yeah.
Yeah, so look, it could take – usually how long it takes is about a month after everyone comes to terms, right? So those terms can take a month or it can take 4 years or you can go to trial. But only 2% of cases in New Jersey actually go through all the way through to a trial. So what you're really looking at is you have to figure out a way to settle this case, right? And you don't want to leave anything on the table, but you do want to communicate openly. And part of it's using mediators. There's now alternative dispute resolutions, they call them, like collaborative law, where you meet with people outside of the court system, and it's a little less adversarial, and it's a little more about let's communicate together, let's figure something out. Because if you get the proper agreement in place, hopefully you don't have to ever go back to court again. But if you have an agreement where you feel like it's not fair, people will be filing motions, going back to court, bankrupting each other and driving each other crazy, sometimes longer than the marriage itself.
Oh, it's awful. So, like, okay, so then you basically, so where does it start? Like, someone comes into your office, and they're like, okay, it's not domestic violence, or no problems, just I am done, he's done, we're, like, totally not doing this.
Well, that's great if they're at that point, because it means they've actually processed it, right?
Oh.
So some people come in, and they're like, I don't know if I'm done.
Oh, just tell us. Yeah,
or I don't want to be done, but my spouse filed for divorce, and here I am. Usually in a divorce, there's two people, or, you know, obviously there's always two people, but there's one person who's already processed it and is filing for divorce, and then there's the other party who's kind of like, wait, I thought everything was going okay. So if I take the client, the prospective client, and we take about an hour or two for our consult,
mm-hmm.
and we go through all their finances, we go through why are you getting divorced, we ask, have you tried marriage therapy, is there a way to salvage the marriage, because sometimes there are. And I've had people reconcile that I never thought would reconcile.
Oh.
I don't even think it's probably in their best interest they reconciled, but I have to, you know, back out because it's not my life.
Yeah.
So I go through it. And then if they say things like, I want to get my spouse, I don't want to pay any alimony, even though I've been married for 20 years and my spouse is a stay-at-home parent. Then I start to say, well, that's not really reasonable under the court system. Here's what the law would say.
Does the law say?
Well, it depends on, you know, alimony has a number of factors you have to sort of look to, and there's an alimony reform a couple of years ago. So permanent alimony is now really been changed to, if you're married 20 years or longer, it's called open durational alimony. It's sort of still permanent alimony. But, it, you know, it's really the factors of your income disparity, you know, all that stuff. But, you know.
So many questions.
Yeah, I'll say that's why it takes 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I'll say to them, look, I'll push back on certain things. And if they continue to say, no, I want someone to go after my spouse and I'm going to hide assets or, you know, something that's like illegal, I just say, look, we're probably not the right firm for you because, you know, Carl Taylor Law is not the right firm for everybody, right? We're a firm for people who are going to go into this process with open eyes, but also being reasonable. And if I feel like so there's some people that probably you can't change their mind. But mm-hmm. there's also, I think, probably like 60% of people where they see things on TV or movies and they're like, oh, it has to be like War of the Roses. Chandelier and cut the house in half.
Yeah.
And they it's almost like one of those things where because people think that's the way it has to be, they almost kind of like play into it or they let the negative emotions take over, right?
Right. Probably like the influence of the peers, friends, and family, people who have that same expectation. So
my mom says I should be more aggressive. My dad found on Google this article saying we're entitled to so much more, and then you look at it and it's from like, you know, a different state.
Oh yeah. Oh, got it. Yeah, believe me, we got that with real estate too and Zillow and estimates, and it's all incorrect information, and it's like, okay, hold on here.
Well, real estate's interesting, right? Because my wife and I, we live in an older home,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like a lot of people today watch these shows on HGTV
all the time,
and they're like, so we tried to sell our house, you know, at one point and we decided not to, but people would come in and be like, oh, your kitchen's so tiny. like how is this so much, you know, like oh, this house is so old. It's like, well, yeah, the house is like 100 years old.
I love it.
You know? So
yeah.
I think it's really hard for you as a realtor, right?
Interesting. Well, there's two sides to it because there's a lot of young people and they kind of watch the shows and they feel like they've got kind of like the qualifications to take on a flipper because it looks so easy when someone's really just shelling out $200,000.
Yeah. Properties are all in like Georgia.
Yeah,
in
Florida. Like in Texas. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
House is like how come I'm not getting a 5,000 square foot house for $150,000?
Exactly. You know? Yeah. So they'll come in and they'll be like, to me, I'm looking at them like, first of all, you have not even lived in a townhouse without any maintenance. The last thing you need right now is to try to figure out how to fix a septic. But if you want, there's some other houses we can look at. You know, yeah, but it's a good thing to have, like, optimism. I love that. I love the young people. And then there's, you know, a little bit to, like you talk about, where there's some kind of, I want to say, everybody's living longer. People want to enjoy their lives. They've been married. Their kids are grown. They don't need to have, you know, it's not the same as it used to be. Maybe it's not an argument, just time to move on.
Yeah.
And then when it gets to, like, to you, I was thinking about your practice, Carl, that you were saying it's the style that you have as a divorce attorney is not for everyone.
Yeah.
But when you do find those people that can say, we know we got to work this out. We know we want to get divorced. how great is that when they can actually put it together?
It's very rewarding. Look, like you, I'm in a customer service job,
right? Mm-hmm.
And it's funny when sometimes people don't realize that when they're going into a field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't realize how much being a lawyer involves being a business person.
Right.
And being a lawyer involves being right now like a marketing person.
I was going to say, yeah. It's like and you have to be that ethical balance because you're selling
service.
And you're concerning and you're customer servicing, I guess. Yeah.
So at the very end, if I take the wrong client,
mm-hmm.
in the world of Google reviews,
oh.
at the end of the case, they're going to write on here, this guy wasn't aggressive enough or,
thanks.
Or you know. And luckily, I haven't had that because, again, it comes back to self-selection. So, you know, if you go and Google Carl Taylor Law, you're probably going to see a lot of positive reviews because it's a mix of finding the right people
mm-hmm.
and then doing right by them and trying to you know always be very cognizant of being efficient. Because look, I try to treat it like would I be happy if I was getting divorced, someone performing this task and charging me this amount for it. And if I think the answer is no, then I'm just going to cut the bill on my own before I even send the invoice out.
Wow. That is totally refreshing and a totally different type of strategy, just so you know. I mean, most times it would be an attorney's, like you say, job to be the shark. It's like you want that person has to walk in with, you know, I want the best person who can completely make me win and ruin everything else.
Yeah,
but I mean, that just drags out. And
I think it's about realizing that being – you know, there's different ways of being an effective lawyer. I'll try cases and people will be like, wow, you're completely different in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Because I try to be down to earth and I try to be welcoming to people,
mm-hmm.
You know, clients, adversaries. I try to, you know, our firm has a certain mentality, but if we have to go, if the other side's saying we're going to go to war, then we're not going to just sit there and get mowed down.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good.
We're going to fight back. But I've also had people who have said to me, when I first went to you, you know, I wanted to do X, Y, and Z, and a couple times you didn't let me, you know, push the nuclear button, and now that it's all over, I'm really glad I didn't. I still have a good relationship with my ex. My daughter is still talking to me, which is rare as a teenager to begin with.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with the process. And by the way, you know, the cost was – and we don't compete on price, but because we try to be efficient and not make mountains out of molehills, the cost was ultimately, you know – fair. And there was value there.
Right. Well, I think also your book, Happily Even After, The Guide to Divorce in New Jersey, that I think it's interesting what you said about not only giving anyone who wants one a copy of it, which is very, very interesting to me because it's like you're giving them a kind of a take-home how-to book to kind of get, like you said, the blueberries and start to, you know, rev up for the marathon. And then also what you mentioned about, which I think is really interesting, about the fact that, like, in New Jersey, all of the different municipalities, counties, they all have the same rules. So that must make it a lot better. I mean, I can't imagine being in a state that if you're in one city, your rules are this way, and your husband and you are estranged. Like, you know, so thank God that New Jersey,
yeah,
just that to me was value. God.
When I passed the bar in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and I actually am retired from Pennsylvania because I never practiced there. But one of the reasons why I stayed in New Jersey, I came out of law school in 2009, and the job market was tough and all that.
God.
And I took the first job I sort of could get. It was like Somerset County, sure. But the more I learned about Pennsylvania law versus New Jersey law, you know, part of the reason why I decided to stay here was I'm like, this legal system makes sense. If you go to Pennsylvania, it's very draconian and very they'll use words like, do you wish to precipice the witness? Like, and I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
But in New Jersey, it's sort of like they've made everything a little more modern.
Uh-huh.
So, we have great judges out here. And what's nice about Hunterdon County is it's such a small community in a sense that, you know, you kind of know all the local attorneys and you get to know the judges and sort of the local business owners and everything else, and you can kind of all work together as a team. And that's why, you know, we do a few things at our firm. We created a future lawyer scholarship for all the local high schools. We're going to give out $500 to every local high school.
Oh, that's nice.
Year, and we're going to try and do that every year.
Nice.
So my poor kids will not probably go to college themselves. But they'll be like, wait, you gave away how much money? and we also are giving out to safe
Safe in Hunterdon.
Yeah, you know.
They are, because you probably have to protect some of those.
Well, Carol DeVore's organization.
She's great. Yeah.
Because we used to rent in the same building where she's at. So give out money for each Somerset Patriots home game to them.
Aww.
So we're trying to become, you know, more and more a part of the local community, mm-hmm. and to give back, because part of the reason why I wanted to have my own firm versus working at another firm, you know, because I was previously a partner at another firm, is I have that sort of decision-making ability to say, look, I'm going to do well by the local community and hopefully do well for our firm, but also give some of it back, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Carol's program over there is really worth talking about for a second, because she has the situation where that the kids that she's caring for have to be monitored, and you know, there's, and in that case, it's opposite of like your book, Happily Even After. It's like war over there, right? So the kids have to be with her when they're changing parents, visitations,
supervised parenting time.
Yeah,
you know,
nice.
Yeah, it's great that they have that, and it's so local, because it is, you know, an opportunity for because look, kids don't get any say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our court system. Unless you're, you know, a teenager, you know, 16, 15, 17, the judge isn't even going to talk to you.
What does the judge say to them if they are, you know, age qualified or 15, 16, 17, whatever? What does he say?
Usually it's called in camera with the judge, which means that you're not actually in open court. Mm-hmm. And the judge will take you in the back and say, hey, which parent, you know, would you rather spend more time with? Talk to me about your parents, that sort of thing. So,
is that in your book? Is there anything about that in there?
There's probably a brief section.
Because it's interesting to me, only because I recall back, kind of like, I've been married so long, like going on like 29 or so years, something like that. I don't even remember. But during the first like 10 years when all of our friends got married, and then there's a 7-year thing. So we went through a tremendous amount of divorces 15 years ago-ish. And I remember, because our kids are older now too, and I remember being just like the observer, and I was always saying, kind of, I'm on your channel, like I'm all about peace, you know. It's like I come from a family, not to be better or worse than anyone, but they didn't get divorced, my husband's parents didn't get divorced, blah blah blah. So I was always like, well, why are you gonna spend so much time fighting over these kids, because you're like a year from now they're going to make their own decision and you're at war by the time you get through the divorce, spending all that money on the kids when you can, you know, you can just ask them and they're going to tell you who they want to be with. But it's just crazy.
Yeah, it's, again, it comes back to the mindset of winning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the favorite parent. I'm going to win our kids.
I hate when the parents tell the kids the stories too.
Yeah, and they don't.
And I'm not perfect, believe me. I've told my kids, I'm not even getting divorced, I told my kids too many stories. But anyway, I try to cut myself down. Shut up, Jeannie, because it's not good to tell. You just like, even sometimes when you're just like observing someone you don't even know telling their kids stuff, it's like, really?
Yeah, you know, the more that you talk badly about a child's parent, you're telling them. I read this somewhere else. I'm not making this up. You're telling them that half of them is no good.
Right, so, right. Yeah, no. I've heard that too, and so, I've seen in their eyes. You know what I mean? Because it's like they're taking it in, and then they have to process it, like you said. And then the way they probably process it isn't just like they're not adults, so they blame themselves. Right?
Yeah.
Then they, like you said, you're hurting half of them. Better to just take the high road around the kids.
Yeah, the less you say to the kids about it, you know, unless you both agree how to discuss it, is probably the better. But I think a lot of times it's almost subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize, they think they're fighting for their kids, but if they, you know, maybe if they were being fully honest, or if they went into therapy, maybe they realize that part of it is not as well-intentioned as maybe they themselves believe it to be. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting, too.
You know? No, yeah. I can't imagine. What about, like, you? What are some of the common things that you see that you're like, oh, God, one way or the other? Like, you know, when they come in, can they resolve something? What is the typical worst-case scenarios?
Sure. I think, the you know, some of the things I look to are people who want to have a zero-sum game. This is the take it or leave it offer, right? You deal with negotiation all day, and you're too. And social media. So many people put such dumb stuff on Facebook, and then it's like, I want custody, and then they have a picture of them out at a bar, like you know, drinking, or I had one. I think I've even had cases where people like put like drug use on Facebook.
Oh God! Now tell me, if they like say Is that your client that you're saying, why did you put that picture of you? Or is it the client's spouse that she's saying, or he's saying, look at what this picture was?
It's part of the book, and it's part of what we talk about at the initial consultation, is don't put anything up on Facebook that you don't want a judge to see, right? Mm-hmm. And if you do have it up there, and the other side can give you a letter called non-spoliation of evidence, and then if you take it down, you're actually breaking the law. So people don't realize that if you put something up, you can't just take it down. And my favorite, Jeannie, is, oh, well, they're not going to get to it because my settings are very private. It's only my friends.
Oh,
and
God.
Then somebody's friend, yeah, quote unquote,
turns it
over to the other side. You know?
I will laugh. I had a very dear friend of mine, love him to death. And everybody out there knows he used to refer to his ex as wackadoodle, and like I didn't really know him that well.
A loving term, I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah. And actually, he did. It was affectionately. It was, you know, just bad. It was over, and basically, just I had to laugh whenever he said that because whatever. Anyway, so I remember one year it was like they were going through. It was just on and on for years and years and years, and then one year, the wife put a picture on Facebook, and it was a picture of her with all the jewelry that she said she didn't have in the picture, and it was like a Christmas day for my friend because he was able to use that picture to show the judge that there was actually these assets that she said she didn't have. So that is so funny that you said that. Yeah, you should have seen his face when he saw the picture. And I think it was his daughter, who we didn't talk to, who sent him the picture, which is so funny, right?
Oh,
he was shocked. That was like his Christmas present. But anyway, yeah, so that's cool. Like, that's a good tip to tell everybody about. Is that in your book too, Happily Even After, about just being careful, again, what you don't want a judge to see when you post something?
Yeah, there's a list of do's and don'ts.
Tell us some more.
The first chapters. Don't people get paranoid sometimes
about
well, my wife's a police officer, or my husband's really political, so they're going to control the whole court system, and it's
or they know a lot of people in town, and they're going to be able to win.
So people say, can you get it kicked out of the county or something?
Oh,
and a lot of times if you try to move the venue like that, it's really just a waste of time and money, and usually there's not a conspiracy there. You know, I mean, that's if you see evidence, there is. I guess you could act on it, but a lot
have
of
you
times,
ever have you ever seen any thing?
No.
That's like the
legitimately.
I will admit, like a total investigation discovery freak. So watch all the time. So I can see like change the venue and all that stuff. I mean, I can imagine people thinking, but again, it's just like you were talking about reading something on Google. It's like you said, there's a process across the state, New Jersey. Come in, talk to you. Figure it out. We're going to go to our break real quick again. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey, Location, Location, Location Radio. I'm with Weikert Flemington. I hope that you are enjoying this show, despite the fact that divorce is usually such a negative and terrible thing to go after and talk about. Happily Even After was written to put a top spin on the whole idea, The Guide to Divorce in New Jersey, by our author, Carl Taylor. He is a Flemington, New Jersey, Hunterdon County resident and a practicing attorney in the divorce area. And we'll be right back after a break. Stay with us.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
I don't know. Whatever. Whoops. All right. So anyway, this is I Love New Jersey Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my guest again is Carl Taylor. He's the third Esquire attorney here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, serving the Somerset, Hunterdon, and surrounding communities. His practice specializes in divorce matters. And so you were telling us a lot of interesting things, and I knew you were telling us a couple things that were some tips. So you want to go back and tell us some more?
Sure. So, you know, so the basic things are keep a log of what's going on if you think it's going to be a contentious custody matter. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe just a hand journal or something you can type in. So, because a lot of times things happen and then you forget about them and then it's hard to prove things that happened.
Like what?
You know, like my spouse came home intoxicated tonight, screamed at me in front of the children, threatened me. Like, you know, maybe it's not rising to the level of domestic violence, but it's close. So, you know, that kind of thing. Or I offered parenting time, you know, during the divorce process. She didn't show up. She was supposed to show up that day. I had to take off from work.
Is that really bad?
Well, it just goes to the reliability, mm-hmm. you know, as a parent. Mm-hmm. You know,
what's the judge look for?
I think more than anything, and this kind of dovetails with our philosophy, is they want to see the most reasonable person in the room. I mean, that's really what judge, because they see people with histrionics all day long. And when I was a law clerk, I got to sit in with the judge, and not that I was a judge at all, but I got to see what the judge saw. Mm-hmm. And what you see is these people who are just really hurt, and you can't blame them, but. You know, it doesn't look like you're going to be a great parent necessarily if you're that emotional. I've seen people during, you know, the old adage is lose your temper, lose the case. So if you're testifying, you know, if I have a trial, I'll tell my client, you got to keep your composure no matter what. Mm-hmm. And if I'm cross-examining the other side, my job is to try and make them uncomfortable and to make them angry and to make them upset so that they...
Few good men. Oh, I told you. But
go ahead. Yeah, I'll give it back. Yeah. Sorry, person. I'll be back to you soon enough.
All right, go ahead.
Because you're missing out on a real estate deal.
Yeah, so, shoot. Yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, that's one of those things where if you go in there and the judge realizes that you have the best of intentions, you do everything you can to make sure there's no red flags, you know, you stay advised and informed. And a lot of times it comes down to one parent will say, well, I wasn't invited to our daughter's school play or school function. And it's like, well, a lot of that stuff's online today. You can just mm-hmm. go on and access that. So you can't just rely on your spouse to give you all that material all the time. Sometimes you gotta step up. And if you're not, you know, if it's a doctor's appointment or something that you think you're entitled to go to, and you're not, then you get your attorney to do a letter or you put in your logbook. My ex took our daughter today to get, you know, a measles vaccine and didn't tell me. And I would have liked to have been there, or I would have liked to have had an opinion on whether she should be vaccinated
wow.
or not.
You know, how many hours, roughly, does it, like, take for you to completely understand? Because I can imagine people babbling too. That would drive me absolutely crazy, because I know what it's like in this customer service world of hearing all the details about everything. And you know, I don't mind, because I love houses and I'm all into that. But when you're talking about your details, they're probably just like, oh my god.
There's a famous lawyer named Jerry Spence, and I'm not comparing myself to him at all, because he's the greatest trial lawyer probably. Or one of, but you know, I've read a few books by him, and what he talks about is at that first initial consult, give them all the time they need. Set aside an entire day if you have to. Now, maybe I won't do that.
But, yeah.
But you know, let them get it all out, because you need to understand that case from every angle. You haven't been living their lives.
Oh, my God. I just cannot imagine. Yeah.
And he's a personal injury lawyer, but he would think about it from every angle. He would think about it. He would try and role play in his mind. I'm going to now think about the husband. You know, if he's a divorce lawyer, I'm going to think about the husband's perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think about my client's perspective. And that way, by the time you get to a trial, if you really have to get there, it really would probably bankrupt most people if they do get there, unless you have high assets. And even then, it doesn't make sense from an efficiency and value standpoint. But you need to understand your case.
That's so awful to think about, just to have everything go bad, to be raw, to be hurt, to get past that, and then to spend all the money fighting yourself and then end up even worse than what it seemed like when it was bad.
Well, I know we're short on time, but one of the core elements of what we're doing is, because I used to represent, you know, like I said, you know, the County of Somerset or joint insurance funds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm currently still the township attorney of East Amwell. So,
oh, really?
When you think about
East Amwell.
So when you think about, it's a beautiful area.
Thank you.
When you think about how would a sophisticated legal customer think about things, right? And they would, you know, a lot of times they'll say, well, we can win this motion, but what's it going to cost us in legal fees? Or what's the odds of us winning this motion? People don't think about that. If you have a 40% chance of winning, and it's going to cost you $10,000 in legal fees, and you're battling over $20,000, it's not really worth it.
Wow.
And divorce, a lot of times, because of the emotion, I think people don't think of it that way. And I try to bring some of that, a little extra layer of sophistication to the process of, we can take, you know, this tact, but maybe it's not worth it to fight over the jar of change.
Right.
You know?
But look, what about the pets?
Oh, gosh, the pets. You know what? I haven't seen people fight over the pets as much as I would maybe suspect, because a lot of times it kind of goes along with the children. And our state actually views pets as like a chattel.
Oh, okay.
So you can't get custody of your pet in Jersey. But yeah, I mean, whenever you're dealing with things that aren't financial, that's where it becomes more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's like, well, look, you can't quantify or qualify how much an extra weekend with my kids is worth to me. It's invaluable. And that's sort of also where, you know, if people aren't careful, they'll bankrupt themselves, or they'll really go down this sort of dark path we try to avoid, where it's like, you know, how likely is it you're going to get that extra parenting time? And is it in the child's best interest that you have that extra parenting time? And look, at the end of the day, what we do is we let people make informed decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want us to fight on something, as long as it's not frivolous, we'll go forward and we'll move. But I want them to know, like, here's your likelihood of success. And then they're adults. They can make those decisions. I'm just there to guide them. But I don't want them to not know the risk and the cost benefit analysis.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Tell us, we have about 3 minutes left. Just a quick little touch on what happens when someone gets divorced and then 10 years later or 5 years later, they lose their job and everything changes. Like, what happens? Like, I mean, it's like kind of a domino effect, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'll try to be quick. Part of that comes back to your divorce language.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some case law called LEPIS where if you put in there, you can either put in there that it can be modifiable, alimony, or it can't be modifiable. So, you know, if it's not modifiable, that might mean that I'm agreeing to pay $5,000 a year in alimony for the next 10 years, and then tomorrow my ex wins the lottery and she wins $1 million, and I'm probably still required to pay it, or I lose my job. But so you can either put in there language that says that it's modifiable or it's not.
Do most people put modifiable? Like, what if you really lost your job and it wasn't like you were trying to, you know, do this on purpose to your ex, but you lost your job, especially like in 2008.
Sure.
And then they're not getting paid enough unemployment to pay what they were responsible for. What do I do?
Yeah, you can't squeeze blood out of a rock.
Right? So what happens?
And I think only about 50% of, you know, statewide, 50% of child support and alimony is ever actually recovered.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can go...
That just seems so – I feel so sorry for the person who has to pay it in that case. And
yeah.
I feel really sorry for the person who's supposed to receive it, because both people are affected. And how do you pay your bills?
So you have to look at it, you know, all the way, you know, holistically. Does this person have disability insurance that can allow them to pay? You know, so you have to make an informed decision about whether you want to put in language that says it's modifiable or it's not modifiable. And part of what I do as a divorce lawyer is I talk to them through that process, and then we – we take our position, and then of course the other side says we disagree with it, and then you have to haggle over.
Oh yeah,
you know,
it's like going into attorney review after all the work. It's immediately canceled, start over. Anyway, okay. So last words from you that you want everybody to know. My guest Carl Taylor the Third. He is an attorney here in Hunterdon County and Somerset and surrounding areas, with an author. He's the author also of the book Happily Even After: The Guide to Divorce in New Jersey, and he's giving a free copy away if you give his office a call or go online. Last words.
Yeah, so thanks for having me on the show, Jeannie. And again, if you are a Somerset or Hunterdon County resident, call us at 908-237-3096 or go online at www.mynjdivorcelawyer.com, and we'll make sure you get a free digital and or physical copy of the book.
Well, thanks so much. I love the fact that you're here today and that you shared so much information with us and that the book is available. I mean, it really is interesting. And all the best to you and your partner.
All right, thanks. You too.
All right, thanks so much again for listening in to today. I love New Jersey, and I'll be back at 3 o'clock, Talented People, with my guest, Doug Snelson, who is the author of a poetry book or two, and that'll be a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll be back on Facebook by then, otherwise we'll be streaming this way. So stay with us and have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Panel continues to debate whether Attorney General Bill Barr should be held in contempt of Congress. The Justice Department not honoring a subpoena to produce Special Counsel Robert Mueller's unredacted final report on the Russia probe, and Democrats are slamming President Trump's assertion of executive privilege over that report. Here's Representative Ted Deutsch of Florida.
The committee issued a subpoena for information gathered by the special counsel. There's no privilege for this information. Executive privilege is not a cloak of secrecy that drapes across our nation's capital from the White House to the Justice Department.
Republicans are accusing House Democrats of continuing a war against President Trump and of trying to litigate the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Panel continues to debate whether Attorney General Bill Barr should be held in contempt of Congress. The Justice Department not honoring a subpoena to produce Special Counsel Robert Mueller's unredacted final report on the Russia probe. And Democrats are slamming President Trump's assertion of executive privilege over that report. Here's Representative Ted Deutsch of Florida.
The committee issued a subpoena for information gathered by the